This guy was thinking like this, right? And that thought is here with us and will be here with us. So it's timeless somehow. How did it happen, this timelessness? Oh yeah, those words, remember? When the words came in, we talked and we learned to put it down and write. Now we are connected. All of this is in this paragraph. He made one simple example. Now he jumps a little bit higher. Yes, please. Yeah, why not?
How Khalil Abraham answered Gabriel, on both of whom be peace, when he asked him, have you any need? As regards need of you, no. I am the Khalil of the present time, and he is Gabriel. I do not want him as a guide in a calamity.
Explain it to me, please. What was that? Ah, don't do your face like that. You have to, because I explained it to you. Aha. Uh-huh. Not even once, twice. Aha. Uh-huh. Let's go back. Let's go back to Khalil. Who is Khalil? What is this Khalil stuff? I just talked about it at the beginning of book two. The picture. Abraham. Who is Abraham Khalil? He's not a guy. He's a man we make up. This is a guy who was born in a temple. His father is making the statues to be worshipped. He started with that, remember? Then, one day, he knocks a lot of this stuff and will give the hammer to the hand of the biggest one and say, he did it. And they kick him out and all that stuff. These are irrelevant. There was one point in his story. There is the moment that he has to walk to the fire. This is something that in the other story we have in Iran, the Shahnameh, it's not explained. Here it exists. That, okay, because over there we have another guy who goes to the fire and the same mythology, let's say. Okay, the moment that he walks in the fire, who is there? Gabriel will do this, will cover the fire, everything is good, and say, oh, I'm here to cover everything. I say, you? Get out of here! I said, why? I said, I'm here to be with him, and I want no interference, not even you, Gabriel, saving me from the fire. This is something we talked before. Here, it begins with that listen, I am the Khalil, and he, the Imadul Mulk, he is the Gabriel, right? But I don't want him beside me. Because when it comes to me and Hatta, I want no barrier here, no other connections and stuff. That was it. Yes.
He did not learn respectfulness from the noble Gabriel, who asked the friend of God what was his wish, saying, have you a wish that I may help? Otherwise I will flee and make a speedy departure.
This is the difference you made. Okay, that Gabriel is clever. He doesn't do it just to say, I'm here to help you. Do you want me to do it, or do you want me to get out of here? Because he knows. Here Imadul Mulk didn't question. He just jumped in. Yes.
Abraham said, no, go out of the way. After direct vision, the intermediary is an inconvenience.
You see here, the word of vision comes in, that Rumi normally doesn't talk about it. Because this is the vision we are talking about, to see it really. Here, he will say, you know what, after I saw it, when it is clear to you, you don't need an explanation. When you fall in love, you don't go around and ask, what is this? What should I do? You know that this is something special in you. That's it. Yes?
On account of this present life, the messenger is a link for the true believers because he is the intermediary. If every heart were hearing the hidden revelation, how should there be in the world any words and sounds? Though he is lost in God and headless, yet my case is more delicate than that. His act is the act of the king, but to my infirmity, the good appears to be evil. That which is the very essence of grace to the common becomes wrath to the noble favorites. Much tribulation and pain must the common endure in order that they may be able to perceive the difference. For, O companion in the cave, these intermediary words are, in the sight of one united, thorns, thorns,
thorns. We are talking about the flower and the thorn, okay? Here, he explains it very delicately and simple. That, listen, okay, this guy who is a good guy, who saved me and blah, blah, all of that, yes, he's not bad, but he didn't get it. First of all, let me say, if the human creature was different, means that we were born with that vision we are talking about, okay? Mm-hmm. To see the reality and the truth underneath. Okay, if that was the case, did we need to learn the language, to talk, to say something? No, everything was clear. All these prophets, messengers, and talking, and the book, and explanation, all of that is for what? To let the normal people connect. When they connect, it's another case. They don't need anything else, because everything is for that connection. When connection is done, period. Yes.
Much tribulation and pain and waiting were needed in order that that pure spirit might be delivered from the words. But some have become deafer to this echo. Some again have become purified and have mounted higher.
Okay, this is the explanation for us. That, okay, I explained it to you. It's like this. But did we make a law here? A rule? There is no rule here. Right at the beginning we said, here, black and white. There is no black or white. We don't believe in good or bad. Something is good? No, depends where, when, to whom. Everything is good and bad at the same time. We cannot see the goodness of something for at least I remember decades. When I was born, there was one of the worst activity of the human beings. Down in the earth, thousands and thousands of people died and were miserable and all of that. Everything was negative, right? They were making V2. If that negative was not there, somebody would have stopped it. There was no space technology. That's how it goes. We don't know what's coming. Everything brings something else, something else, something else, right? If we knew it all, we didn't need to do something. But our knowledge is what? Is this step by step by step? But remember, there is no rule that they will say it will happen like this. I know a lot of people who listen to this and they get even worse. And there are some people who listen to this a little bit and they become the best. That's how it works. There is no chick, 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 1 + 1 = 2. Quantities is not here. We are talking about a quality.
Therefore, remember, there are some who will improve, there are some who will go further down. Yes?
This tribulation is like the water of the Nile. It is water to the blessed and blood to the damned. The more one describes the end, the more blessed is he. The greater one sees the crop, the more zealous he sows. Because he knows that this world of sowing is for the sake of the congregation and gathering in.
Does Rumi need suddenly to become an agriculturist? But it goes back to that always. Why? Suddenly it jumped to the agriculture, right? Why? How? You don't remember.
No, none of you were here.
There were these animals coming and going, and they will find something to eat. Suddenly one of these animals realized that, if we plant this, next season we will have plenty. So let's do something about it. Agriculture has started with this understanding of future. When normally they talk about the agriculture, because it's a part of these civilization going on and on and on, they don't really pay enough attention to it. With agriculture, we started to understand the quality of time. We realized that, you know what, this fellow is looking further. That fellow is looking just in front of him. Let's follow this guy, he knows what he's doing. The one who is busy with the next step will stop at the third one. We are here to see future. What is it? It's not the future that a cow or a donkey will see, because for them future is based on me. And when they die, their future is finished. What about us? What is the future for Rumi? Here, which is what? Which is the growth of knowledge. This is what we realized. We even invented a prophet. There is this single prophet which never dies. And we don't know when he came. He's always here. You know what's his name? Green. Khodar. He's the greenest. Greenery, growth. We made a prophet. He will never die. He talks to Moses and will kick out the Moses from his workshop, remember? Because that's one of the best messengers. The growth in this existence is the best prophet for me. I look at the growth, I understand the movement of we here. So for me, the time of humanity is not limited to my life. What my life? Look at my life and Rumi, how we are connected. So the limitation of time will change with agriculture. That's why in Bible Jesus talks a lot about agriculture, about the seeds that he says, you want to do something, you have to throw the seeds. Of course some of these seeds will drop somewhere, the birds will come and have it. Good, so what? Of course some of these will drop in the stone, no good earth, and they don't grow. So what? And he explained, this is the message I brought. Some of you will grow with it, some not. This is the choice. This is